said, used to be shy. Funniest thing, the saddest part is I never knew why. Oh, keeping myself for nothing was my favorite sport. I had to take off and start enjoying, cause life's too short.
Ended its fifth day, testimony centered around Sharon Stickles' assertion that the defendant, Robert Bailey, forced her at razor point to get into her car and drive to a secluded area where he then raped her. Creep, twisted, disgusting creep.
They mentioned that I'm the guy catering the meals for the jury?
The trial was recessed briefly this morning in order for an alternate to replace juror number 8, who is suffering from a bad intestinal ailment.
Yeah, Mel, they mentioned you.
The defendant's attorney continued to insist that no evidence of force was substantiated. What was he doing with the razor, shaving his legs?
Well, there you have it, folks, the waitress report from Alice Hyatt. And now here's fry cook Mel Sharples with the sports.
What is this? Don't you care? This creep is gonna get off scot-free.
Maybe this creep isn't guilty.
Vera, there was a witness, plus her doctor's testimony.
How do you know she wasn't coming on to this guy?
Oh, that's good. That's typical. I'm surprised you're not on the jury. The woman was standing supermarket parking lot in front of her car with her arms full of groceries at 2:30 in the afternoon. Is that someone who's coming on?
Hell no. It's impossible to find a man there at that time of the day.
I heard. What gets me is that jury. 11 men and one woman. That's fair, huh?
Ellis, you're doing exactly what you're accusing them of doing.
What?
You're making up your mind before the evidence is in. So why don't you just get off your high horse and just think of it as 12 more mouths to feed?
Because that's the thing that bugs me, Mel. They're going to let that rapist off and we're fixing meals for them?
I'm in the business of feeding people. That jury's going to be breaking pretty soon, so just keep packing these dinners before the veal scallopini gets cold.
Not doing it.
What do you mean you're not doing it? Vera fixed breakfast and Flo fixed the lunch. Now, come on, Alice. Business is business. If I don't fix the meals for the jury, somebody else will.
And you know Mel ain't about to let that happen. What it comes down to, Alice, is either you fix these dinners or me and Vera will end up doing it.
That's true. That wouldn't be fair. All right, I'll do it, but I won't like it.
And they'll eat them, but they won't like it. Uh-oh. Well, who gets him?
I'm not really into drunks.
They're not too bad if you know how to handle them.
How do you handle them?
Have Mel throw them out.
This one looks harmless enough.
Listen, you show me a harmless-looking drunk, and I'll show you somebody who's going to throw up all over your shoes.
All right, cowards, I'll handle them.
Remember, stay upwind.
I'll get it.
Good evening, sir. May I help you?
I fervently hope so. What would you recommend?
Black coffee.
I see. And what would you suggest with it?
How about a cup?
All right, Alice. That was the bailiff. The jury's getting ready to break. They're sending somebody over for the dinners. So move your tail.
You got it. Mel's Diner, caterer to Kangaroo Courts. What really burns me is that guy's been on trial twice for the same thing before, and the jury's not allowed to know it. Inadmissible evidence.
Stickles trial.
Yes, and that's another thing. How come it's called a Stickles trial, like that woman is on trial instead of the Bailey guy? She hasn't got a chance, and he's going to be back on the supermarket circuit in a week.
Don't count on it. Prosecution's got a strong case, and he is one tough attorney. I know. I interviewed him a year ago, and half of what he said was unprintable.
Are you some kind of reporter?
Some kind of.
You're not from around here, are you?
Washington.
Oh. It's a reporter from Washington doing in Phoenix.
We deliver. Actually, I'm here for my health, which is also the reason why I'm leaving. But I make it a point to never get on an airplane without two things, a ticket and a glorious buzz.
Liquid Dutch courage.
Is there any other kind?
Hey, Alice, I'm running low on a hot sauce. Want to get me another bottle from the storeroom?
Coming up.
Why are we always picking on the Dutch? I mean, Dutch courage is artificial courage. A Dutch uncle is stingy. Dutch treat is no treat at all. And even Dutch doors have a tendency to swing out and hit you where you live. I mean, why do we insist on denigrating a culture that gave us Rembrandt and gin?
I never thought about that. Ah, I better get Mel's hot sauce, or I'm going to be in Dutch.
Hey, Alice, do you have anything I can wear that's lucky?
I used to have a rabbit's foot that Tommy gave me.
Did it bring you good luck?
It sure did. I lost it.
I guess I mean something like a bracelet or a pin.
I have a necklace that spells out my name. You wouldn't want that. Besides, one of the letters fell off, so now all it spells is lice.
Well, don't throw it away. We'll give it to Mel for his birthday. Well, I guess I'll have to rely on my natural charms.
You got some special occasion?
I'll let you know after tonight. I got me a date with an unattached man.
Well, congratulations. What's he like?
I'll let you know after tonight.
Another blind date?
Well, hell, it ain't as though they're out of season. And besides, I talked to him on the phone, and he's got a voice like cream cheese.
Well, you should know a little more about a guy other than the fact that you could spread his voice on a bagel.
Gertrude, the bartender down at Pappy's, says that he's tall and well-mannered, drinks 12-year-old scotch, and has prematurely gray hair.
Yeah? What's his name?
Phil.
Yeah, well, I'll try to keep everything as warm as I can. But how do I know that this jury isn't going to disagree on what time they're going to break for dinner? Yeah? You tell them that I'm not going to be responsible for the quality of the food if they're just going to let it sit down here and rot.
Here's your hot sauce. I'm sorry it took so long.
It's okay. Forgot what I was going to use it for anyway. Is this for the eggs or the chili? The cereal? No, I use ketchup on that.
Do you know who that man is back there?
Sure. It's Virgil Mueller from Power and Light.
Glad to hear it.
Why do I get the feeling that you're afraid of something? Do you have a problem?
I drink.
Oh, I noticed.
I'm very good at it.
And you win any contests?
Probably.
Well, if you do have a problem, I'd be glad to help.
No, I've already revealed enough of my dark secrets. If I weren't so juiced, I wouldn't even tell you my name.
What is it?
Gene Crowley.
How do you do, Gene? I'm Alice Hyatt.
Nice to know you, Alice.
Thanks. Like I said, I'd be glad to help.
No, I don't want to get you involved. Oh, what the hell? Come here. I came to Phoenix to get a story.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I got it. Only these people found out that I got it, and these people would prefer that it never got into print.
You keep saying these people. Who?
Do you remember Don Bowles?
The reporter that was blown up in his car?
Hmm.
That kind of people?
It's that kind of story. Yeah. I figured I'd stick around for a couple of days and wire it in from here, but I don't write well dead. I mean, it's one thing to almost be run over by a car, but twice? In the same evening? By the same car?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't even check out of my hotel. I booked a flight to Washington under the name of Charles Foster Kane. Until that flight leaves, I figured I'd be better off staying in dark, out-of-the-way places.
Well, listen, I think what you're doing is terrific, and if there's anything I can do...
There is.
Yes.
Please, don't make me drink any more coffee.
Wait a second, I'll check. Is there a Charles Foster Kane here? Charles Foster Kane? Chuck? Sorry, but there's nobody here by that name. But if you want to leave a message...
How much do I owe you? I gotta get the hell out of here.
Where are you going? You can't go to the airport. If they know you're Charles Foster Kane, they'll know what flight you're on.
Well, they also know I'm in Mel's Diner, so I can't stay here.
Yes, you can. You're safer here than you are out in the streets, at least until 8:30 when we close.
I need a drink.
You need a cop. Why don't you call one?
Because until that story of mine is printed, anybody I don't know, I don't trust. You, Alice, you said you wanted to help me. Look, keep an eye on that door. If anybody comes in here you don't know, point them out.
And then what?
Plan B goes into effect.
What's Plan B?
I don't know.
Okay, Mel, now don't turn around just yet, because when you do, I want you to tell me that I look sensational.
You look sensational.
You can turn around.
Hey, Florence, you look like $1 million. I'll tell you something else. I wouldn't be ashamed to take you anywhere in this whole wide world.
Well, that's very sweet.
No, I mean that.
Hey, I gotta talk to you. You know the guy that I've been waiting on? Well, he's a reporter, and somebody's trying to kill him.
What guy?
The guy that came in drunk, the one that you said was going to throw up on my shoes. You look sensational. You know that call that came for Charles Foster Kane? Well, that was their way of letting him know that they know where he is.
What the hell are you talking about?
All right, listen to me. His real name is Gene Crowley, and he says that the same thing that happened to Don Bowles could happen to him.
Oh, Alice, don't never believe a man who drinks during the daytime.
I believe him, Flo. I believe that there's somebody out there waiting to kill him.
You want to take care of this customer, Alice?
God, I hope that's not a hitman.
I hope that's not Fail.
This is not one of our regulars. Can I help you, sir?
Coffee.
Anything else?
Just coffee.
Miss, what's this in my chocolate pudding?
That is a marshmallow.
That's what I thought. I don't like marshmallows.
Would you like me to take it out of there for you?
Yes. And I trust I'll only be charged for a half an order of chocolate pudding.
Of course. But that isn't quite a half an order.
Would you care to join me in that drink I needed?
He ordered coffee. That doesn't prove anything.
Socrates drank hemlock. Alice, you have been very nice to me. I want you to know I appreciate it. But I gotta get the hell out of here.
This may be for you. Hello, Mel's Diner. Yeah? Now, I think you better tell her that yourself.
Flo!
Listen, let me ask you something. What happens to your story if you, leave here and experience a sudden,
cessation of life?
Yeah.
If I don't get out of Phoenix alive, that story never gets printed.
Oh, we can't let that happen.
Is that for me?
Yeah, Mr. Cream Cheese.
Ooh.
You see, Mel has a house rule. Nobody walks out of here and gets killed without his approval. Mel, this is Gene Crowley, and he needs your help.
Not now, Alice. I'm slicing onions.
Mel, this is the man that I told you about. The one with the big, big story.
This is a big, big onion.
You're talking about a vegetable, Mel. I'm talking about a reporter. Mel, the man's life may be in danger. Don't you think that a man's life is worth a little more than an onion?
Tomorrow's special, Alice. It ain't liver and reporters.
Okay. So this man takes second place to an onion. How does the state of Arizona stack up against an onion? If you won't do it for the man, the city, the state, would you do it for your country?
I already did that.
Forget it, Alice.
No. Mel. Do you mean to tell me that you're going to stand here slicing onions while this town gets shafted? I know this may not be as much fun to you as World War II, Mel, but you can't wait for another war to come along before you get involved. We have to find a way to get Mr. Crowley back to Washington.
Did you ever consider using an airplane?
We considered using Tommy's skateboard, but an airplane, it never occurred to me.
If I walk into that Phoenix airport alive, I'm dead.
What if you walked into the airport at Flagstaff?
That's good. This is good. The odds could be better.
Mm-hmm. And this way there are none.
No. It's very simple. Alice, all you do is get my pickup, pull it in the back, put Crowley on the floor of the cab. You'll have him in Flagstaff in 2 hours. I'll have him in Flagstaff in 2 hours?
See, you'll be in better shape if there's any trouble with Mel. Mel was heavyweight champion of the Sixth Fleet.
Does that account for the fact that he doesn't cry when he slices onions?
No. Has nothing to do with it. Just before the big battle at Midway.
Would you please discuss this on the road, please?
Hello? If you answer the phone, it'll stop ringing.
I'm in my civvies, Mayo.
Well, pretend you're doing undercover work. Come on.
What happens if my friend out there comes after us?
Oh, Alice can take care of that. You want to do something for your country, don't you? Come on.
Alice, I'd like to... That's why I write.
Hey, Alice, that was the bailiff on the phone. You won. The jury in the Stickles trial brought in a guilty verdict.
That's wonderful, Flo.
Is that all you got to say? I thought you'd be jumping up and down.
I am, mentally.
I tell you who's going to be jumping up and down. Mel, when he finds out that these 12 veal scallopini dinners have been canceled.
Well, at least he's got tomorrow's special.
I'm sorry, sir. That's far enough. Nobody is allowed near the storeroom.
Well, how about near the cash register? I just want to pay my bill and get out of here.
Oh, sure. Okay, well, let's figure out what you have.
Coffee.
Here.
I had one cup of coffee.
One coffee. C-O-F-F.
E.
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 E. Yeah. I got two.
Yeah, two E's. Beautiful.
35 cents.
Hey, what are you trying to do to me? Hey, look, come on, here's a buck, huh? That ought to take care of it.
Well, wait a second. Coffee is only 35 cents. Don't you want your change?
No, I want to leave a tip, but not on account of you. I want to leave it in memory of all the other guys that got stuck in here.
You're too late, you know. He's probably out of Phoenix by now.
Lucky him.
You'll never catch him.
Hey, lady, all I want to catch is a plane to Vegas. Vegas, V-E-G-A.
You realize, don't you, that you just lost any chance of winning the Waitress of the Year award.
Why don't you give it to somebody else for a change?
You know, I'm glad you got rid of that guy. He gave me the creeps.
But you see, that just goes to show you can't go by looks. Sure, he had a scar in his face, and he talked like he goggles with lighter fluid.
Uh-huh. Probably out west on a vacation.
Yeah, or visiting a relative.
Right. Where'd they bury Al Capone?
Florida?
See you ladies tomorrow.
Yeah, good night, Vera.
Flo, I've been meaning to tell you all night. That outfit looks terrific on you. Do you have something special planned?
No, I'm just breaking this in for a friend.
Well, it's home to a nice hot bath and a good book. Wish it were the other way around.
I don't think Mr. Cream Cheese is going to show.
I knew that an hour ago. I mean, any time a man tells you there's been a sudden hernia in the family.
You never know. Hernias could be hereditary.
No. May as well say it like it is. Old Flo's been stood up. If I ever meet up with that Phil, I'll stand him up on his head.
Why don't we subject ourselves to this? I'm telling you, blind dates are for teenagers. Well, there's always tomorrow.
Seems like I've seen an awful lot of tomorrows become yesterdays. 3 marriages, God knows how much water under the bridge. What have I got to show for it? 3 sets of Mel Mac. Sunflower, Aztec, and Snoopy. You know, Alice, life can be so damned uphill.
Especially when there's no steps. It's good for your thighs. Oh, Floey, every time it gets hard to climb uphill, Tommy will say something terrific. Or Mel will yell at me. Or Vera saves a dying plant. For you. You just get more beautiful all the time. I know it's hard climb, but sometimes you get to coast.
You know what I feel like right now?
Rejected?
A beer.
All right. And the first one is on me. Huh? I won my first trial today. Good morning. Coffee?
Yeah, please.
Is this your first time in Mal's Diner?
Yeah, I live way out in Scottsdale. I've been serving on the jury in the Stickles trial.
No kidding. Hey. Yeah. Oh, we're the ones that fix the meals for you.